Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high of 44. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 32. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. FNB has announced the 2022 winners of its annual FNB Community Bankers Association of Illinois SA Scholarship Program. Jace Bankston, a senior at Fairfield Community High School, was awarded $500 from FNB for his essay. And Camden Robbins, also an FCHS senior, took second place and was awarded $250. Scholarships are available to seniors from Fairfield, Wayne City, Grayville, and Sisney High Schools. Bankston, Robbins, and runners-up Kelly Neely, Alexis Thomason, and Kenna Davis will have their essays forwarded to the statewide CBAI Foundation for Community Banking contest. 12 $1,000 scholarships and 13 $500 scholarships will be awarded at the state level. More news next.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting and stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, at night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
Are you tired of online classes and ready to get back into an engaging in-person learning environment? Then Frontier Community College has just what you're looking for. Our small class size allows us to safely teach on campus so we can give you an individualized, real-life education even in these uncertain times. We offer courses that can help you work towards a four-year degree and a number of certificate degrees that can have you ready to start a new career in 2 years or less. Classes start on January 11th, so call us today at 618-842-3711 to enroll.
In other news, 23-year-old Salem resident Haley M. Buddy was killed after being hit by a vehicle north of Salem Saturday night. Illinois State Police say she was walking north in the middle of a southbound stretch of Route 37 when a van driven by 28-year-old Ken Mundy resident Courtney Gunnels approached. Gunnels attempted to swerve to miss Buddy but was unable to avoid contact. Buddy was taken to Salem Township Hospital, but succumbed to her injuries Sunday afternoon. Wayne County deputies arrested 37-year-old Fairfield resident Carrie L. Cullens and 43-year-old Mount Vernon resident Shelley S. Dixon recently. Cullens was wanted on a Wayne County warrant for possession of methamphetamine, and she was held in the Wayne County Jail pending the posting of $1,520 bond. Dixon was wanted on a charge of driving without a valid license and was held, pending the posting of $270 bond. Fifth District Appellate Court Justice Barry Vaughn has submitted petitions with more than 2,500 signatures to the Illinois State Board of Elections to maintain his position on the court serving central and southern Illinois. The district spans 48 counties, and voters from every one signed the petitions. Vaughn was unanimously appointed to serve on the appellate court in 2020. And he's been a member of the legal community for over 30 years. He served as judge in the Second Circuit for 18 years before being nominated for the appellate court. He is a past president of the Fairfield Lions Club, Wayne County Bar Association, Hamilton County Rotary Club, and Hamilton County Fair Association. Vaughn said he was blown away by the number of people who signed his petition for judge, and knowing so many listened to his reason for continuing to serve reminds him why he's passionate about being a judge, to ensure everyone is given a fair shake. Edwards County Young Leaders held their annual trap shoot Saturday. 16 teams competed, and the event raised about $1,500 for the Young Leader Scholarship Fund. The first place team consisted of Dwayne Toman, Rodney Foster, J.R. Jackson, Larry Jones, and Brad Davis. 100% of the money raised at the shoot will go into the fund, per Young Leader Chairman Chad Heinzelman. And he said the group is extremely grateful to event sponsors, shooters, and the County Sportsman's Club for making the day successful. Sponsors included Albion Equipment, Wabash Valley Service Company, Steve Thompson Country Financial, Nutrien Ag Solutions, Joy Lane Produce, Twin Rivers Ag, RPI, and Remington Seeds. With carbon markets and soil health gaining publicity in the past several years, the University of Illinois Extension in Carmi will hold a cover crop and carbon market program on March 22nd from 8:30 to 11:30. Commercial ag educator Dr. Talon Becker will cover basic concepts of soil health and how it's impacted by cover crops, and he will also speak on standard row cropping. U of I PhD student Sarah Sellers will discuss carbon markets as they relate to ag. The program is free and open to the public, but registration is required. Light breakfast will be served. Anyone wanting more information can visit go.illinois.edu/carbonmarkets or call 252-8391. The Fairfield City Council will meet tonight at City Hall. The night will begin with a public hearing at 5:30 to discuss the proposed business district in the city, but no action will be taken on the matter tonight by the council. Mayor Mike Dreith says he will likely begin the hearing with a brief explanation of the district before allowing any attendees to speak their minds.
I'll do a short monologue of saying this is what it is. It's an extra 1 cent inside this designated district. I'll have maps there for people to look at. The fact that two out of every $3 that's spent inside that district right now is from outside. I'll talk about the fact that we included Walmart because I wanted the sales tax that comes from Walmart to help the area that it might have affected in the worst possible way, and that being the downtown area of Fairfield. I'll talk about that for about 5 minutes, then I'll shut up, and then, since it's going to be live streamed, people will want them to walk up to the microphone there at City Council, identify themselves, and then give their opinion. And if they have questions, we'll have people there from Moran, who's our consultant on this project. And between them and myself, I'm sure we can answer all the questions.
Appearing on the Community Connection, he also spoke on the second big item on the agenda in the potential naming of a replacement for Brett Cole, who stepped away from the council last month. The mayor has nominated Cody Atterbury to replace him, citing in part the fact he lost in a very close race to Dewey Eckleberry in the last election.
That was one of the criteria that I used. He chose to be in the arena, and I admire that. I think that the fact that he came up 5 votes short makes him a good first choice to consider. But I'll go further than that. Cody's a very bright millennial. I would think that he would be a great addition to the city council. He's thought enough by New Hope, where he teaches social studies and math, to be a basketball coach of the 5th and 6th graders. I've known Cody for 20 years. I'm proud to nominate him for the consideration by the city council.
If approved, Atterbury would immediately be seated to partake in the rest of the meeting. Aldermen are anticipated to vote on beginning the process to change utility collection dates. With Wainwright Electric taking over the electric grid, the city has 2 separate pay dates for utilities, and action tonight could be the first step in consolidating those dates, per Mayor Dreith.
Our due dates don't align by about 5 days with Wainwright. So this would give the city council the opportunity to change our due date so that it would align with Wainwright, moving it back 5 days, essentially. But that's throughout there are several ordinances that talk about the due date and what we do after that in way of turning people off the utilities. So we have to align all those things. We want the positive city council vote saying that's what they want before we start amending all these ordinances.
The council will also work on 2 items at the airport, including fees for transient or temporary ag operators, as well as a pair of agreements with Ag Monkey, which took over for Bill Taylor's operation at the airport.
They had 4 or 5 planes flying out of our airport last year. They're willing to double that amount of planes, which is wonderful for us, because what we do is we manage their fuel consumption. That's part of Travis Williams's job at the airport. So we're adding some fuel tank storage ability so that we can keep the planes in the air. And in order to do that, we have to do some legal agreements to be able to give them some property to be able to put those tanks, and also an agreement on what they're going to pay us to be able to manage their fuel consumption.
Other items on the agenda include appointing a Water Distribution Department lead man, authorizing the Board of Fire and Police Commissioners to proceed with hiring and testing, approving the seeking of bids for equipment at wastewater treatment, and potential action on fireworks and the city band. The Albion City Council met last night. Mark Curtis reports.
The Albion City Council met in regular session Monday night. The council under old business heard that the total so far for the question of soft water or no soft water as far as a new water filtration plant was concerned had 234 no votes and 182 yes votes. The council agreed to not include a soft water filtration unit in the proposed new water filtration plant. The vote was actually a tie between aldermen, with Mayor Harris casting the tie-breaking vote. Alderman Harper and Alderwoman Broviak were absent from the meeting. The state IEPA will be sent a letter later this month asking to seek funding from the IEPA to construct the new proposed water plant. The status of the burned-out house on South 3rd Street could be decided in a sheriff's sale scheduled for March 25th, according to City Attorney Brian Schenkel. The city also heard from Schenkel concerning what he had been discussing about an outside attorney looking at the Suez water well maintenance contract. He feels that there has been a breach of that contract with Suez. A total of two bids were received for the mowing of the Albion Cemetery. The one bid was for $275 per mowing from USA Mowing and a flat $5,000 for the mowing season from Kenneth Worley, who mowed the cemetery last year. Worley received the bid again this year. There was much discussion again concerning the Elm Street repavement from Elm Street to 7th Street. The street will see new curbs and gutters and a 3-foot section of concrete on the south side. The intersection at 6th and Elm will be concrete, which will adjust the grade for better water flow and a new sidewalk entrances to the street area. The 7th and Elm Street intersection could also be concreted depending on the amount of the bids received. The estimate for the project is $522,000 without the 7th Street intersection. The council voted to offer online bill pay and offer direct deposit for city workers through Locus, which is a new computer software, at a cost of $301 per month. City Hall will be closed for that computer software training. They will be closed for that training on March 15th and April 19th. Mugabug was the only bid for mosquito spray and mosquito biscuits to be installed in stagnant water. Spraying will only take place every 2 weeks this summer. The council at this point went into executive session to discuss personnel and a lease of property. No action taken after that executive session. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
The Fairfield Community High School Varsity Scholastic Bowl team had its season end last night in a regional championship match at FCHS. The Mules defeated Wayne City and Edwards County before falling to eventual champion Weber Township, who also defeated Sisney and Lawrenceville on the night. FCHS was paced by Trenton Jones with 17 answered toss-ups. Hunter Biggs added 9, Cale Simpson 8, Aiden Whitfield 4, and Cody Wick 1. Also participating were Connor Dagg, Haley Dozier, Tyler Coker, Kyan August, Avery Stentz, and Josh Bassnett. FCHS is coached by Tammy Austin, and the Mules will participate in a national competition in New Orleans at the end of May. The IDPH reported 7 new cases of COVID-19 in Wayne County since Friday afternoon. Edwards County added 3 cases on the state website, and Wabash County added 4. Hamilton County increased by 2 cases, White County by 3, and Lawrence County by 5. Richland and Clay counties held steady, and Marion and Jefferson counties increased by 4 and 11 cases, respectively. As a state, Illinois announced 2,607 new cases and 30 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 3,039,806 cases and 32,956 deaths. The southern region had a 7-day positivity rate of 2.5% on the 4th, unchanged from the 3rd. Its 7-day average availability for ICU beds was 24%. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. 1 pound fresh strawberries, 2 for $3. 8 pound russet potatoes, 2 for $5. Whole boneless pork loins, $2.49 a pound. Or 3 pounds of yellow onions for $1.99. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store located on West Main.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 33 degrees. Time now for the Stock Market Report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is currently at 33,181. That's up 363. The NASDAQ is dropping fast at 12,830, down 482. The current price of crude oil is $112.40. That's down 10 cents since this morning. I'm Jeremy Smith for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 59-year-old Albion resident Beverly J. Vallette died on March 1st. Beverly Vallette is survived by her husband Kelly, children Josh, Stephen, and Kimberly, 8 grandchildren, 4 siblings, 1 aunt, and several nieces, nephews, and cousins. Services will be Thursday at 11 at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 9 to service time. 74-year-old Omaha resident Olin Owen Smith died on February 24th. Olin Smith is survived by his wife Annabelle, children Olin, Jonathan, Tina, Betty, and Katrina, 20 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, 1 sister, and several nieces and nephews. Services will be Saturday at 11 at Stendebach Funeral Home in Carmi. Visitation will be from 10 to service time. 66-year-old Fairfield resident Rhonda M. Owen died on February 27th. Rhonda Owen is survived by her husband Terry, children Heather, Teresa, and Terry, several grandchildren, siblings Nancy, Russell, and Gary, and numerous nieces and nephews. Services will be Saturday at noon at the First Christian Church. Visitation will be from 10 to service time. 91-year-old Mount Vernon resident Dorothy Aline Lemon died on Friday. Services will be Wednesday at 10 at Thomason Cemetery in Wayne City. Young Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
It's time for a Tuesday check of sports. High school boys basketball super sectional play last night in Class 1A at Carbondale. Steelville over Macon Meridian, 68-47. At Normal, Yorkville Christian beats Lexington, 71-33. At DeKalb, Scales Mound over Chicago Marshall, 55-41. And at Jacksonville, Liberty, 49. Augusta Southeastern, 41. In Class 2A at Carbondale, Nashville over Titopolis, 44-18. At Sterling, Taylor Ridge, Rock Ridge, 57. Rockford Lutheran, 52. At Springfield, Monticello over Bloomington Central Catholic, 62-44. And at Joliet, Chicago DePaul College Prep gets by Chicago Leo, 50-43. In Class 3A at Springfield, Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin wins over East St. Louis, 60-50. In Chicago, Simeon over Lamont, 52-47. At Hoffman Estates, Chicago St. Ignatius College Prep over Chicago St. Patrick, 50-49 in double overtime. And at Ottawa, Metamora beats Wheaton St. Francis, 60-44. In Class 4A super sectional play at Chicago, Whitney Young defeats Kenwood, 70-62. At Normal, Bolingbrook over Quincy Senior High, 49-42. At DeKalb, Glenbard West beats Elgin Larkin, 60-34. And at Forest View, Barrington over Glenbrook South, 52-15. In the NBA last night, 76ers topped the Bulls 121-106. Pistons get by the Hawks 113-110 in overtime. Heat 123, Rockets 106. Timberwolves over the Trailblazers 124-81. Mavericks beat the Jazz 111-103. Spurs get by the Lakers 117-110. Nuggets 131, Warriors 124. And the Knicks top the Kings 131-115. College basketball from last night, number 1 Gonzaga over San Francisco, 81-71 in a WCC semifinal.
In the other WCC semifinal, number 19 St. Mary's gets by Santa Clara 75-72. In the NHL, Kings over the Bruins 3-2 in overtime. Panthers 6, Sabres 1. Maple Leafs beat the Blue Jackets 5-4. Avalanche over the Islanders 5-4. And the Flames top the Oilers 3-1. Major League Baseball may cancel another week of the season if the owners and players can't reach a collective bargaining agreement today. The league and the Players Association plan to meet today after continuing discussions on Monday. The Athletic reports that if no agreement is reached, the league plans to cancel another week of regular season games and may even officially shorten the typical 162-game season for 2022. The league and the players are reportedly still far apart on the competitive balance tax and the bonus pool for pre-arbitration players. Gonzaga remains number one in the final top 25 coaches poll of the season. Arizona, Baylor, Auburn, and Kentucky round out the top five. Illinois climbed two spots to 15th in this week's poll. The NFL announced Monday that the salary cap will be set at $208.2 million for the 2022 season. That's a steep increase from last year, which was set at $182.5 million. That figure was lower due to lost revenue stemming from the COVID-19 pandemic. The countdown toward the league's new year draws closer as teams must get under the salary cap by March 16th. That will also mark the start of NFL free agency. Here's your schedule for today. In the NBA, Pacers host the Cavaliers, Nets at the Hornets, Suns at the Magic, Pelicans at the Grizzlies, Bucks at the Thunder, and the Clippers at the Warriors. In the NHL, Blues host the Senators, Blackhawks at home against the Ducks, Avalanche at the Devils, Golden Knights at the Flyers, Panthers at the Penguins, Kraken at the Maple Leafs, Coyotes at the Red Wings, Stars at the Predators, Rangers at the Wild, Lightning at the Jets, and the Capitals at the Flames. That is a Tuesday check of sports.
I'm Drew Pounson, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 FM forecast. Today, mostly cloudy with a high near 44. Tonight, a slight chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a low of 32. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 52. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low of 30. Thursday, sunny with a high near 53. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 31. Friday, a chance of rain and or snow, mostly cloudy with a high near 42. And Friday night, a chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a low of 14.